Love-inspired suspense and Harper Audio present Alaskan Wilderness Rescue by Sarah Varland, performed by Sarah Sheckles. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Psalm 139, verse 1. To God, the one who showed me how much stories matter. To my family, for your support and your love. To my students, who do a fantastic job asking if my book is done yet when I'm on a deadline. And to my dogs, you've taught me more than I could ever say. 1. Waves splashed onto the rocky coast of the remote Alaskan coastline that Elsie Montgomery called home, their predictable pattern usually able to ease her mind. No matter what, the waves rolled in and out, soothing in their regularity, something she desperately needed today. Elsie hated days that didn't go as planned, when she wasn't enough. Instead of tear-stained faces mixed with smiles, there would be eyes avoiding glances, hushed words, spoken and unspoken apologies for something out of all of their control. Today's search and rescue mission had turned into a recovery. It always felt like a personal defeat. But Elsie had dealt with them before, she reminded herself, as she dug her hands into her husky willow's fur. She needed the softness of it between her fingers, something to ground herself in this moment as her heartbeat pounded and she started to fight against the tightness in her chest. She hated failure, hated to lose. Was it worse on the heels of yesterday's success? She didn't know. She sat by the shore until the sunshine faded into late summer night. A glance at her watch showed 10 o'clock, time for her to go inside. Her body needed to rest, even if her mind refused to shut down. It might be another long night of crossword puzzles and a mug full of hot tang. Elsie eased open the door of her cabin, loving the low creak it made, partially because it was nostalgic, old-fashioned, and made her feel connected to the cabin, which had been built well over 50 years ago, and partially because, practically speaking, it made it difficult for someone to break in without her hearing them. Not that that was a major concern, but Elsie lived alone and liked to be prepared for all contingencies, so she couldn't help but think it. She walked to the kitchen, pausing to pour a glass of water, and glanced down at today's newspaper while she took a long sip. Local woman and dog rescue missing 5-year-old. In the photo, her smiling face was pressed against willows. She hated the publicity, but her best friend, Lindsay, a journalist for the local newspaper, had reminded her that the family wanted to celebrate, and she was allowing them to do so when she gave the interview and permission for a picture. She poured Willow a bowl of dog food and watched, her mind wandering, while the dog ate her well-deserved meal. Elsie had consented to the article, but it didn't mean she liked the spotlight. Something in her almost recoiled from the attention. It was enough to know that what she did mattered, that she and Willow had helped find someone else who had been lost, because if there was anything Elsie understood, it was being lost. Of course, that had been years ago. Being abandoned on an island many nautical miles away from here, closer to Kodiak Island than Homer, found almost coincidentally because someone had happened to be fishing in a remote area. By all logic, she should have died when she was
Sample complete. Ready to continue?